Adam Maguire joins us with the latest business news.
Thanks, David. Carbon emissions at Supervalue and Centrist stores have fallen by 9% in the past year, according to the brand's owner, Musgrave Group. €27.7 million has been invested in the past year on sustainable upgrades to stores, which is part of that has come from store owners, and part of it has come from the €25 million sustainability fund that Musgraves announced last year. Eoin Keogh is head of sustainability at Musgrave Group. He joins me in studio now. That fund, it's going towards a range of different initiatives. What's given the best return so far in terms of cutting emissions?
Yeah, good morning. So we launched the fund this time last year, and we've had, as you said, a 9% reduction in emissions associated with those stores, our independent retail, Supervalue and Centrist stores. If you think of the energy mix within a store, and your listeners might be familiar with this, looking at the refrigeration and the freezers, that's the largest energy user within a retail outlet. We've been able to help retailers invest in upgrading refrigeration and their freezers, as well as LED lighting upgrades, and where possible to install solar paneling as well.
You're targeting a 46% reduction in emissions by 2030. Now, as I say, more than half the fund has been invested if you include the retailer contribution. So would you have thought to be further ahead than a 9% reduction with that much money invested so far?
No, for the fund itself, over a two-year period, we set a budget of 12% reduction. So with a year gone and a 9% reduction to date, we're really proud of the work we've done so far, in particular the leadership that our independent retailers have shown.
Since the fund was announced, the cost of materials and labour as well, and any kind of construction work has gotten a lot higher. Has it gotten harder to do the work, and might you need to increase the amount you have in the fund in order to achieve the type of work you'd set out this time last year?
Well, what we've actually found is we've gotten more of a return on investment from the initiatives that we've actually implemented within stores. So obviously energy, I mentioned, is one of the biggest users within a retail outlet. And anything we can do to reduce the energy use is also helping with costs. So it's a win-win.
We've been speaking a lot about weather and obviously what's going on in mainland Europe at the moment, so we see how urgent a situation it is in terms of reducing emissions. Musgrave had revenues of €4.5 billion in 2020. Could more not be done in terms of going further with this kind of investment and doing it quicker as well, rather than setting targets into 2040?
Yeah, absolutely. So within our stores, that's just one area we're tackling. Your listeners might notice as well a lot of the Supervalue and Centra large trucks that they see out in the roads. Obviously, there's a lot of fuel use associated with those and emissions, therefore. So we have invested recently and launched a plan for hydrotreated vegetable oil for that fuel. So by 2030, and in the lead up to 2030, we'll be upping the volume of that to having 50% of our fuel being HVO or hydrotreated vegetable oil by 2030. That comes with a 90% reduction in emissions associated with it. So from a spotlight point of view, that's one area where we're tackling a real hotspot for us in terms of emissions.
One thing that's always a major bugbear when it comes to shops for consumers is around packaging, and part of your targets is to make all of your own brand packaging recyclable, reusable or compostable by 2025. What about though cutting out on additional and unnecessary packaging? What efforts are you making in that regard?
Yeah, so our primary focus is making sure that everything is recyclable, reusable or compostable. But we've also made really great strides, and your listeners might notice this when they're in their Supervalue stores, on particular items in fresh fruit and veg in particular, looking at reducing the amount of packaging and reducing the amount of plastic packaging in particular. So a two-pack of courgettes, for example, have moved from a plastic sleeve in a cardboard tray now to having just a paper band around the two of them. So that's just something most recently that we've implemented.
I think something a lot of people will welcome seeing as well. Eoin Keogh, Head of Sustainability at Musgrave Group, thank you very much for that.